When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin eyes third weekly close above $60,000 as Ethereum fuels a new altcoin market cap record. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as well as the latest updates from Crypto Ed, who moved up his Bitcoin price target from 73,000 to 90,000 next before expecting a correction, taking us to six figures. And as Will and Clemente and Pentoshi point out, we've been seeing some very aggressive buying on Coinbase by some whales. Also in today's show, Ethereum's new all-time high prepares ETH for continuation to $5,000. That's right. As you can see right here, Ether established a new all-time high at $4,460. And as Mikhail Vandepop shares here, ETH is heading towards $5,000. And as Crypto Ed says, we're moving to $6,000 plus. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, breaking news, the Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak, says Bitcoin is mathematics, mathematical purity. There can never be another Bitcoin created. That's right. He was recently interviewed by Yahoo Finance. I'll be breaking down all the highlights for you here in today's show. Also in today's episode, Bitcoin needs to pull back hard this weekend in order to rally next week, says crypto analyst Tone Vaze. That's right. Vaze thinks $55,000 Bitcoin would present a great entry opportunity, but doesn't rule out a slightly larger correction before ascending to $100,000. I'll be breaking this down for you, along with the latest updates from some of my favorite crypto analysts, Tech Dev, as well as Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, as well as this new floor and top model implemented into the Stock to Flow with the M2 money supply. And according to the Stock to Flow, by this time in 2026, the Bitcoin price will surpass $1 million. And by 2026, 2027, we're talking about a $5 million Bitcoin price. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin preserves $61,000 into the weekend after aggressive buying on Coinbase sparked multi-day highs. That's right. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin cooling overnight after briefly challenging 63K resistance. And Friday saw strong performances after US traditional markets opened, helping lift Bitcoin to near its minimal monthly close target. And as analysts noted, major exchange Coinbase was the venue for heavy accumulation on the day. As on-chain analyst Will and Clemente points out here, some aggressive Bitcoin buying on Coinbase right now, and as Pentoshi shares here, some Coinbase whale been offloading 20 to 30 Bitcoin at a time for 1,000+ BTC now. Been watching him as I look at alt charts. Just goes to show you how liquid this market is right now, as you can see right here in this chart. And keep in mind that both the weekly and monthly close on Sunday will be a source of interest for market participants, with the latter seeing a potential all-time high. Bitcoin may close this third week in a row above $60,000. Let me know in the comments below when you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to re-enter price discovery mode. Now let's discuss the altcoin market, which has been surging like a mofo for many. It's all about the alts right now as the weekend began. Ethereum hit new all-time highs yesterday, helping the overall altcoin market cap reach new peaks of its own at $1.473 trillion. And back to Bitcoin, Crypto Ed updated us. He says, seems I was not bullish enough at 40,000. The first target at 73K, which he previously shared, he updated. Well, I think that target moved up to 90,000. And after a correction, we should see $100,000. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to breach that critical six-figure mark? My prediction is by the end of November. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum hits a new all-time high and prepares ETH for a continuation to $5,000, as well as I share this breaking news of Steve Wozniak, the Apple co-founder, says Bitcoin is mathematical purity, as well as Bitcoin needs to pull back hard this weekend in order to rally next week, says crypto analyst Tone Bays, as well as I share with you the latest from Tech Dev Plan B, as well as this new floor and top model implemented into the stock to flow and M2 money supply. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin up 1% for the day, trading above $61,600. We have Ether pretty dead even, but still trading above 4,300. Yesterday, we touched the new all-time high, hitting $4,460. When do you feel ETH is likely to re-enter price discovery mode? Holla at your boy in the live chat. We have Solana, Cardano, and Dogecoin all correcting in the red, along with Matic and Chainlink, while Polkadot, Binance Coin, and XRP are pumping. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The crypto market is in high spirits on October 29th after the bulls managed to lift the price of Bitcoin back to near that $63,000 support zone, and Ether has established a new all-time high at $4,460. As you can see here on the Ether 4-hour chart. Now here's what analysts are saying about the market now, that Bitcoin is finding support above the $60,000 level and Ether looks to enter price discovery mode. Let's go. The bullish move seen in Bitcoin and Ether caused a moment of reflection for independent market analyst Crypto Ed, who tweeted that it seems I was not bullish enough at 40,000 when a target of 73,000 was given, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter, up in his target from 73,000 to now 90,000, followed by a correction taking us to $100,000 per BTC. And regarding exactly how the scenario would affect the price of Ether, Crypto Ed posted a follow-up tweet which outlined how the price action might play out, and he gave a price target above $6,000. As he shares here on Crypto Twitter, that run would mean for ETH a move greater than $6,000, in my opinion. No need to put in the usual disclaimers. I'm wrong when I'm wrong, but I'd be very surprised being wrong with this. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now let's discuss 85,000 as the next major hurdle for the king of all crypto. A more in-depth look at the price action for Bitcoin was provided by crypto market intelligence firm DecentTrader, which noted the last week's 14% pullback in the price of Bitcoin from 67,000, the new all-time high, was due to token margin leverage traders aggressively longing the final run-up to the all-time high and brief breakout levels. According to DecentTrader, both longs and shorts felt the pain of the recent price drop after the total of $120 million worth of short positions were liquidated on October 20th. The late longs also suffered $100 million in liquidations the following day. Silly overleveraged traders, what are you doing? Now the price of Bitcoin has pulled back to the failed rally point from May this year, which is now acting as support following the failed breakout. And quoting DecentTrader here, as a higher time frame signal a bullish trend continuation, we're about to see the 128 day moving average crossover above the 200-day moving average. In previous bull markets, the price has seen sustained rallies after such crossovers. On a technical market cycle and on-chain basis, we continue to believe that the next major area of difficulty for BTC will not hit until we approach $85,000 to $90,000 per Bitcoin. Let's freaking go. Now let's get back to an Ethereum continuation of $5,000. One possible scenario for how the Ether price action could play out in the near future was provided by markets analyst and Cointelegraph contributor Mikhail Vende Pop, who shares here on Crypto Twitter, well done ETH, good support slash resistance flip, and probably ready for continuation towards $5,000, as he shares right here in this chart. So yeah, Mikhail Vande Pop is predicting a $5,000 ETH, while Crypto Ed is predicting a move greater than $6,000. Let me know if you're currently bullish on Ethereum. Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak calls Bitcoin a mathematical purity, as well as Bitcoin needs to pull back hard this weekend in order to rally next week, says crypto analyst Tone Vaze, as well as I break down the latest from Tech Dev, Plan B, as well as the new floor and top models implemented into Stock the Flow with the M2 money supply. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $2.6 trillion with $116 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 44.2% with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Dogecoin Mars up 115% for the day and 329% for the week, but barely trading at nothing. The Centraland up 37% for the day, trading at $1.67. And ThorChain up 14.6%, trading just under $15. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 70, last week a 74, and last month a 20 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin is a mathematical purity and impossible to be copied, said Apple co-founder and unicorn hunter circle of money investor Steve Wozniak in an interview with Yahoo Finance on October 29th. And quoting him here, look at the US dollar. The government can just create new dollars and borrow. It's like you never have it fixed, like Bitcoin, Wozniak told Brian Sazi and Julie Hyman. Bitcoin is mathematics, mathematical purity. There can never be another Bitcoin created. Tell him, Woz. The entrepreneur drew parallels between the US monetary system and the electronic peer-to-peer monetary network, whereas the US dollar seems artificial to Wozniak. He enjoys the science, math, logic, and computer programming embedded into Bitcoin. And quoting him again here, if there is inflation, your house goes up 10x in 40 years and you think you're a smart investor. No, you have an old house. You used to have a new house, but the government says 90% of its value is earnings and we're going to tax it. The government makes all of its taxes off inflation. He ain't telling no lies. Now, the programmer behind the first Apple computer also highlighted how Bitcoin is not controlled by one single entity and thus can retain a level of predictability that is hard to attain with the US dollar, as regulators can create paper bills on a whim. That's right. Money printer continue to go. And quoting Woz again here, Bitcoin doesn't even have a creator that we know of. It isn't run by some company. It's just mathematically pure. And I believe nature over humans always, he added. That's right, because the people of the government have been abusing and misusing our trust for too long and they don't deserve it any longer. However, Bitcoin is mathematically pure, as he points out. Now, Wozniak also showcased some misunderstandings about Bitcoin and the human right to privacy. The co-founder of Apple said Bitcoin and some cryptos have a little bit of anonymity, which he doesn't see as a good thing. You should be able to stand up and say, I did this transaction, he said, questioning the need for privacy. And in this regard, Wozniak's remarks are short-sighted and showcase a deep level of privilege. And as a financially privileged white male in the US who can enjoy a high degree of freedom, he fails to acknowledge the 4.3 billion people worldwide living under authoritarian regimes and for whom standing up could bring dire consequences. And Wozniak also doesn't realize the incentives lined up by Bitcoin to incentivize everyone to adopt it, and the fact that Bitcoin cannot effectively be banned. Governments can try, but at the end of the day, you don't ban Bitcoin. Bitcoin bans you. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin needs to pull back hard this weekend in order to rally next week, says crypto analyst Tone Vaze, as well as I break down the latest from Tech Dev, Plan B, as well as this new floor and top models implemented into the Stock the Flow and M2 money supply. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 960 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you at, Follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto analyst thinks that the Bitcoin price is due for a quick pullback soon if traders want to see higher highs next week. That's right. In a new crypto market update, analyst Tone Vaes tells his 115,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin could break out once it breaches $63,000, but he's expecting a move down to $55,000. First, quoting him here, I'm not too thrilled with this. However, we can now lower our breakout area to 63K. If the price of Bitcoin goes above $63,000, we're going to break the prior swing high, which is roughly 67,000. Now, what I really want to see is one more pullback down. I want to see us pull back this weekend hard, pull back right into 55,000 and then bounce right after that. And after rallying to a new all-time high of about 67,000 earlier this month, Bitcoin is cooling off and consolidating above 60,000. Now, Tone Vaes thinks that $55,000 Bitcoin would present a great entry opportunity, but doesn't rule out a slightly larger correction before ascending to $100,000. Quoting him again here, I think that's the low. I really think that if we fall to $55,000 or $56,000, that's a great buy the dip situation. My worst case scenario really is $52,000 or $53,000. It's my worst case scenario. I don't see us breaking below the support area, and then I still see $100,000 around end of the year. I'm expecting a huge rally any minute. And in September, Vaes accurately predicted that the Bitcoin price would take out its previous all-time highs in mid-October. And the next part of his prediction calls for a six-figure Bitcoin price in late December. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tone Vaes. And to watch this entire video, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now checking out the latest from some of my favorite analysts, TechDev. He wrote, history told you what would come. Now it's telling you what will likely come next. And it's comparing the 2017 bull run to that of 2021. And as you can see, according to this chart, we're about to hit $83,000 per BTC. Let's freaking go. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he recently shared, in normal markets, RSI lower than 30 means buy, and RSI greater than 70, sell. In Bitcoin, RSI hardly ever goes below 45, and RSI can go as high as 95 because Bitcoin has a continuous upward trend of RSI greater than 50. Currently, Bitcoin RSI is 72. Bitcoin is also in monthly close all-time high mode in the color red. Very interesting. Rocket ship to the moon. And he also recently tweeted, imagine selling Bitcoin now, right? And he also shared this back on June 20th, made some eerily accurate predictions. He says, worst case scenario, on-chain base, August close of 47,000, right on the money. September close, 43,000, right on the money. October, which is over in just another day, has us closing above 63,000, November above 98,000, and December close of $135,000 per BTC. And he says his best case scenario is a $450,000 December close. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And checking out this new floor and top models implemented into the Stock to Flow and M2 money supply. It shows Bitcoin's latest price as of today. We're trading above 60,000, as we all know. Stock to Flow model shows us above 93,000. Stock to Flow M2 model shows us at 77,000. Stock to Flow M2 top model, 151,000. And Stock to Flow M2 floor model, $38,500. Now let's fast forward 5 years into the future. Stock to Flow model shows us above $1 million per BTC, and Stock to Flow M2 model at $610,000 per BTC. And by 2026, 2027, it shows us a $5 million Bitcoin price. So there you have it. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin eyes third weekly close above 60,000 as Ethereum fuels a new altcoin market cap record. Also in today's show, we discuss Ethereum hitting a new all-time high and preparing ETH for a continuation to $5,000 or even $6,000. Also shared breaking news that Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says Bitcoin is a mathematical purity. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin needs to pull back hard this weekend in order to rally next week, says crypto analyst Tone Vaes. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to No Money G for the super kind super chat contribution. He wrote, JV to 50,000 subs and Bitcoin, let's freaking go. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Steve Hubbs wrote, is Plan B a time traveler? He got his end of August Bitcoin prediction of 47,000 correct, end of September 43,000 correct, and it looks like his $63,000 prediction for the end of October will also prove correct. He is incredible. And I responded, yes indeed, truly remarkable, fam. Shout out to Plan B for his insane accuracy. And our next featured comment comes from Crypto Cal, who wrote, "Thanks, JV. You do an incredible job of rounding up the day's crypto news. If it wasn't for you, I'd have to spend the whole day online. I'm already on the computer far too long. Keep up the good work. Your dedication bringing crypto news every day is very much appreciated, bro." And I responded, "You're very welcome, fam. I appreciate your continued support." And our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Jebi Master Stumpy, who wrote, "Thank you for pointing out yesterday that El Salvador bought 420 BTC. People don't realize how big of a real stoner Nayib Bukele is for him to do that. Not 419, not 421, not 400, but 420. Yeah, man, precisely. Real recognize real. Bukele is one of us. Cheers and happy 420. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.